Blog Talk Radio.
Journey into the Light, Spiritual Radio, coming to you every day for the past 9 years. Always could count on the show being here, so make sure you click on the follow button if you haven't already so you get updates. And we're going to be joining in now with Bonnie, Psychic Medium, going to be taking your calls for readings So dial on into the show and then press the 1 on your phone. And I just want to point out here, as you guys are calling in and pressing your 1s on the phone to speak to Bonnie, Bonnie does private sessions. And if you're a first-time a person calling her and you're a Journey in a Light listener, give her a call because she does her first-time readings with you for only $19 for 30-minute reading. That's right. It's amazing. $19 for a 30-minute private reading. And the phone number, which I'm going to give to you if you want to jot it down, it's also, though, on the show page, so very easy to contact Bonnie. And here's the number, 540-294-5193. If you didn't quite get that, I'll say it one more time. 540-294-5193. That's Bonnie's private number, and again, she does first-time callers, a 30-minute private reading for just $19, okay? All right, now we're going to get on with the show and get on with you guys that are calling on in. And we got a number of callers already called in. So, Bonnie, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Michael. I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
So, glad to hear that.
How are things in Virginia?
Hot. We got heat. Finally, we got heat.
Yeah, there you go. You were complaining the last couple of months of being cold. I told you you shouldn't be saying that because the heat's on its way.
Well, it got here finally. It finally made it.
It could have waited in my book, but I know
yes,
I'm a little bit different. But and anyway, yep, it is here. Well, you ready for the first call, Bonnie?
I am. Let's get to work.
All righty. Sounds great. 858, you're up first. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Robert from San Diego, California.
Hey, Robert.
Well, hello there, Bonnie. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you. What can we do for you this afternoon?
Okay, try to keep it brief. You got so many other callers. been out of work 7 months. Had quite a healthy career, 15 years out of the Navy, because I did 20 with them previously. But I had a very good career going, and I'm out of work now, and everything was going smooth, but it looks like everything I built up for, like Rome, it just seems like my house of cards is caving in on me. And I cannot find the career. I had something that was very healthy career that paid very well. And I'm finding out who my friends and family are, my real friends and family. You know what I'm saying? They're not, they're not very nice to me. So what's my next job? I keep coming up with jobs and opportunities, and somehow I'm missing them. But there's something around the corner.
Well,
and
I think because I feel like, Robert, that part of it is it just hasn't lined up with you exactly yet. And I think you'll know exactly what that is. Now, I'm kind of getting something about, and I don't know if this is what you did or what you're supposed to do, but it feels to me like I'm feeling like trucks, mechanical things, something you do with your hands. Did you do that when you were in the service?
I used to for 20 years work variety of jets and helicopters as avionics and aviation, which included a lot of mechanical work.
Yeah, I feel like that was, and it feels to me like you still like that.
I do. Somebody opened the door 15, 16 years ago to electrical utility power. So there was a difference between $15 an hour 15 years ago and making the $65, $75 an hour in foreign countries building and commissioning electrical power plants. So that's going from $150,000 to zero right now. And no,
right.
And now I got to go to what, $30,000 a year, like I did in the Navy, and barely make paycheck to paycheck. And
Robert,
it's a It's a fear.
Robert, I keep seeing trucks. You know, there's a lot of I keep seeing two things. I keep seeing trucks and planes. I feel like that, and maybe this is partly what you did, but I feel like there's also some of that in your future because you still like doing that. There's some part of you that like doing that. But
I have a passion, but it doesn't pay very well.
I understand that, boy. Don't I ever understand that? I do. Well, I see where your heart is. I really do. I see where your heart is, and I understand about the money. Let me see if we can shift things for you a little.
I spoiled my family, and now they're all over me, and it looks like I'm going to have to get out of this mess. So they're unappreciative.
This is that's on them. All of that's on them. But I'll tell you something. Do the thing that makes you happy. And I see where your passion is. I do. And as far as your family goes, if they only love you for money, then they're not the people you need to be around. That sounds kind of mean. I'm sorry.
That's true. Yes, ma'am.
So I actually feel like there is something for you very close. Like in time, I feel like it's coming up. You just don't want to miss it, and it may not be I don't know if it's going to be exactly what you want, but it could lead into exactly what you want. And I think you're going to meet someone who can help you get kind of back where you were. But you may never be back exactly where you were because your heart's not there. You know, but as far as your family goes, if they have an issue with money, they should go get jobs, probably.
Well, if you say it's not lined up yet, I understand things take time, and I'm trying to keep positive and appreciative. The problem is I keep missing opportunities, and I don't want to miss this one because right now, if I don't get work soon, right now I can't pay anything for 7 months. And I will lose the roof over my head and everything else. Now everybody hears this.
Robert, I really understand that. And, you know, sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do in order to move forward. I think you're in a terrible transition. I went through this just recently myself, so I understand perfectly. Same like you, worked a job for about 18, 19 years. Very underappreciated at the job, so I really do understand exactly what you're saying to me. But I think there is something coming. It may not pay what it paid before, but it will tide you over. It will be a bridge to cross you into what you really want to do. And you're right, when things are bad, that's when you know what they say, the wheat from the chaff, that's when you find out who is on your side and who is not on your side. And you can make decisions about that from there. But don't let this get to you because it's going to start to affect your health. I feel like the stress of it is really getting to you. And, you may have to downsize. And if you do, then that's okay. You know, you may have to.
I was told at my 54 age that people would want my numbers, my perfect health. But now with all this happening, I could see that going the other direction, and I'm trying not to. I want to keep my health and improve my health because it's perfect health, but it's not going to stay that way with all this problem.
Well, I feel stress. I feel your stress actually in my physical body, around my chest and in my gut.
Oh, I'm sorry,
and
that's okay.
That is where you're carrying your shoulders. That's where you're carrying all of your stress. So you need to tell everybody to back up and back off, and you need to just take care of yourself. Don't stress over this, and let the divine bring you what you need and ask for it. You know, your prayers help. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it does. Ask what
I'm
you
constantly,
need.
Yes.
I feel like it's not far from you, okay? And it may not be exactly what you're looking for, but it will bridge you. It'll be a bridge for you. You understand?
Is it steady? Is it steady, or is it? I'm looking for full time, not part time, because I'll take the job.
I think it'll be a full time offering, but it won't be exactly in the field that you want to be in. But I think it's perfectly possible. This is the point where you get to transition into something that you really want to do.
I know you can't be detailed or perfect on this, but what can you say so I don't miss this opportunity? Is there a color, hat, a guy wearing glasses, a girl wearing red shoes?
No, what you need to listen to is your guts. You have a good instinct, and you know when something's going to work and when it's not. Use your gut.
Because that's the best.
And don't just – here's what – Trust yourself. You know what you're looking for. Trust yourself. And you'll know. It'll feel like a snap. You'll feel a snap in your system where like a psychic snap, where you'll feel that this is the thing that's the right thing. You'll know. I tell you, you'll know. You'll know. And right now you're having a lack of confidence, but you are not a person who doesn't have confidence, Robert.
It's not going to beat me. But
before
I let you go, I'm having I'm going down the spiritual path, and it's getting stronger and more alluring or pulling me. So am I going in a positive spiritual direction with gems and stones and a lot of the everything like the gift that you possess?
Yes. And what you need to do is trust it, because it's accurate.
Okay.
Trust it.
Okay.
When I'm saying I'm not just
developing.
Saying it. You have to trust it because it will help you. When you feel like you should be someplace weird and you're like, I don't want to go there. When you feel like you need to be in that somewhere place weird, go to the someplace weird, okay? And there's a reason that you feel like you maybe need to be at the 7-Eleven in the middle of the night, or you need to be at the park at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. You know, put yourself where you get the inclination that you need to be. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, good. Can you hear me still?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, you popped out a little bit. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
I appreciate
Robert.
That.
I wish you the very best, and I bless you for everything that you've done for us here and your service here, and I really appreciate you, Robert. Thanks so much.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thanks.
You're welcome, Robert. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way, honey. Everybody feels that way about you.
Yes, yes.
Well,
we send you love, Robert. It's going to be all right.
Namaste.
I lost everything in 08 and then got hit by a tornado 3 years later. So it can be a struggle, but you can make it through, and you will. You will. Call back anytime, Robert, okay? We're here every day.
Well, you're great. You're great.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And you guys take care. Thank you very much.
All right. You're awesome. All right. Take care, Robert.
Love you both. Thanks.
We love you, too. All right. Great guy.
Oh, bless his heart. That was rough. Do we have time for one more? I'm sorry that took quite so long, but he was in trouble.
No, he needed it. Yeah. Laura in New Jersey's up next.
Hi. Thanks for taking
the call. Hey, Laura. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. What can we do for you this evening?
I would like to know what you see for me around work. And when you think I'm going to be able to find it?
Everybody's asking that question today. May I ask what your field is?
I develop training, and I do change management.
Did you just get through a contract of some kind?
Yes, and now I need another one.
And you are going to get another one. I feel like it's going to be a little bit later, though. And it's going to be more what you're really looking for. And I'm feeling like July or August, but time is not a good thing with me. I'm not good with time, but it feels like it's going to come soon. And it feels like it's going to be closer to what you want, whatever that means. It's closer to whatever your requirements are, like distance, time, whatever. Your requirements are going to be met. They've been heard and they will be met. Does that help you?
Yeah, I was wondering, though, if you see me having to move out of state for it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It feels close to me. It feels close to me.
Oh, good. And it's another contract?
I believe so.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Now, keep your eyes open because I feel like there may be a second opportunity of some kind that is not contract work but something different. But you look at that, too, because you may like it as an option better. Okay?
Is it in the same field, though?
I think so.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Laura. Okay, if anybody else has a question, make sure you press that 1 on your phone. I know I've got a couple of 412 area codes, but right now it shows you're just listening. If you want to have a quick question for Bonnie, press the 1 on your phone. And remember that Bonnie does private sessions, 30-minute private sessions for only $19. Anybody can afford that. And the phone number is for Bonnie. It's on the show page, 540-294-5193. We're going to quickly go out to 412 area code. Will you get your first name, where you're calling from?
This is Heather. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. What can I do for you this afternoon?
Well, another career question. I'm looking for I'm looking for another job, and I have a job. I've been in it a really long time, and it's a good situation as far as my schedule and things like that, but I've become very disenchanted with the job duties and what I'm doing, and I'm really very tired of it. So I've been
you're
looking
bored.
For something else.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
very,
bored.
Yeah, I'm frustrated, really.
Yeah, you're bored. And you know what? Just like with Robert, this is a very scary time to be switching jobs. But I think for you, you could transition pretty easily into something that you would be more interested in. I feel like you might be tired of the whole job structure thing and that perhaps you would like to build your own business. Have you been thinking about that?
Yeah, I have. But I kind of don't know where to begin with that. It's sort of like I've been looking for a regular job, but, you know, I have it kind of in the back of my head that I'd rather do something on my own, but I don't really know if that's like,
right.
Really realistic.
I think you should transition into that. I think you can keep the job you've got and work on moving into employment for yourself. I mean, if you're going to make money for someone, wouldn't you rather that be you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that's what I think. So I think that myself. So it's harder when you work for yourself sometimes than working for other people because you have to think outside of the box. But I think there's information out there in the world that can help you get started while you still have your current job. And
mm-hmm.
just the excitement of working on that will make the other actual job not seem quite as boring as it is right now. But it
mm-hmm.
will help you. You know, it'll bridge you until you have enough clients or you are able to build the thing that you are thinking about in your mind. But don't just what you do is like, oh, I don't know how to do that. That's too hard. No, don't think like that. You need to think, yes, I can do it and I want to. You know,
mm-hmm.
shift your thinking so that you can shift your situation.
Okay.
You know?
Do you see it in any specific area? I mean, there's a couple of things that I thought about, and like one is be much more, I guess, fun for me than the other. But do you see like a specific, like an area or anything like that, like a specific thing? Or
it almost feels to me like you could do both. But you would,
okay.
in the process of doing both, you could maybe figure out, like fine-tune and figure out which thing you really like. And I think one you will like more than the other one. But
mm-hmm.
I think you should just start. I think you should just start. Start while you have already a job. And when you're not at your job, you think about this all the rest of the time and work on it, work toward
mm-hmm.
it. Because there's nothing more interesting than building your own life from your own, you know, if you succeed or fail, it's on you. It's not on anybody else. So
right.
it's a challenge. It's definitely more of a challenge than you've got right now. But you just have to start thinking outside the box, because I think eventually every career is going to start being like this. I mean, I think it's, what do they call it, the Uber economy, you know, where you're moving forward into other things that are not traditional ways of working. And so, you know, why not start now? I'm all for that. I really am. And
yeah.
I think you've been thinking it. I think you've been pulling it into you. I think that you really know what thing it is that you want to do. And I think if you just ask and start doing some research, you'll figure it out really quickly how to start. And if you have questions, there are lots of organizations and things that you can go to get information on how to start a business, or talk to people who are already doing that kind of business or who are in business for themselves, so they can kind of, you know, mentor you. You know, and
mm-hmm.
women have a good shot at getting grants and loans and things because they're women a lot of times. And you might
okay.
as well take advantage of that too. So start doing some research and start looking. I mean, you can continue to look for another job, but I think you will be bored after a while with that one too. You need something
okay.
that's interesting and a challenge to you. And in a
okay.
certain way, I also feel like there's a holistic element to something that you're interested in, and that's always good.
Okay.
Okay. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah. Thank
have
you
a little
very much.
Faith. Have a little faith in you. Okay.
Yeah, it's just hard because it's starting something from scratch, and I don't have any, you know, I don't have somebody else's income to fall back on. So that's it. You know, it's a little scary.
Well, start looking at the options for grants and women, and you call the Better Business Bureau. Do whatever you need to. You'll find what you need because you're smart.
Okay. Okay.
And you're energetic, and you can do it. Just have a little faith
okay.
in yourself.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, thank you. And thank you, Bonnie. We're flat out of time. Great show, great calls. And I know you'll be back tomorrow. We're taking some more calls. So sounds great. 7:30 tomorrow.
Thank you. Glad you reminded me.
I would have later anyway.
You know how that is.
Oh, I know. Gosh, I know. Don't need to remind me. I got you, Bonnie.
Like
I got you.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
Thanks
all right. All right. You're welcome. All right. We'll see you on the other side. All right, everybody. Nashville's Astrologer is coming up next. Everybody, redial. Thank you for listening.